Hey everyone, I'm Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, and where I will pray you through the Bible verse by verse, and welcome to the first part of August. I'm so grateful that you're here today. Hey, one way you can help us out is if you can rate this podcast in iTunes or Stitcher. It's pretty easy. You just rate it from 0 to 5 stars and hopefully you find it merits 5 stars. And if you would write a couple sentences of a review, that would be also super helpful. So today I'm reading from the New English Translation of James. We're picking it up at the end of James 1, verses 21 through 25 in the NET version, the New English Translation. So put away all filth and evil excess and humbly welcome the message implanted within you, which is able to save your souls. But be sure you live out the message and do not merely listen to it and so deceive yourselves. For if someone merely listens to the message and does not live it out, he is like someone who gazes at his own face in a mirror. For he gazes at himself and then goes out and immediately forgets what sort of person he was. But the one who peers into the perfect law of liberty and fixes his attention there and does not become a forgetful listener, but one who lives it out, he will be blessed in what he does. Mind if I pray for you? Jesus, thank you for this little space of time during maybe a difficult day for some folks, or maybe it's just a boring day, or maybe someone listening is super, super tired, and I get that. I'm battling that myself. So I'm so grateful that we have your perfect law of liberty, and that when we look at it intently, we understand who we are and whose we are. So Lord, I just pray today that you would help us to understand that we are yours, that we belong to you. And because we are your children, then we, in this life, want to make you smile. We want to do things that make you happy. We want to live a life of purpose, a life that reflects the change that's been going on inside of our hearts. Lord, would you produce some good fruit in us today? Would you help us to be kind to a stranger, or listen to the story of a friend in pain, or pray for someone who desperately needs to be prayed for, or whatever it is that you have on our hearts? I pray that we would be responsive to the Holy Spirit today, and that we would not forget who we are. And thank you that that law that you have given us is a law of liberty. It says in Galatians, it's for freedom that Christ set us free. And then Paul talked about not becoming shackled to any more forms of slavery. So Lord, we are so thankful that we are set free. Help us to live as freed slaves, emancipated, joyfully dancing, rejoicing in the fact that we are no longer enslaved to sin, but we are now slaves of righteousness. And Lord, I'm also mindful of what Paul talks about throughout the book of Romans, where he asks that question, well, now that we've been delivered from sin, should we keep on living in it? And Paul's exclamation is very vehement. He says, may it never be, God forbid. And so, Lord, we understand that James, in this particular message that he's giving us, is talking about our actions, and that our actions flow from a changed heart. And therefore, we need to spend time with you to understand who we are so that we will have that changed heart and we'll begin to walk out our salvation and work out our salvation with fear and trembling. Lord, I pray for the person who's broken in their relationships today. Maybe they have a friend or a family member who has forgotten who they are, who is prodigalized themselves, who's walked 100 miles the other way. And Lord, those are heavy burdens to carry, so I pray that you would carry them today from us, that you would take them from us and carry them. You would bear our burden, and we're so grateful that that's the kind of God that you are, that you sent your Son to live this perfect life and then to bear our burdens, and then you gave us the Holy Spirit to be with us forever. And so thank you for that. I could spend the whole rest of my life just thanking you for salvation, because it is a great salvation and it is so important, and I would be nowhere without you, Jesus. And so we just revere you today. We revere you. We praise you. We worship you. We give you our hearts again and we surrender again. I pray all this in the powerful name of Jesus. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Pray Every Day show. And thank you too for the Patreon sponsors. And we've grabbed a few last month in July. And I'm just so thankful for all of you that heeded the call and have helped us stay on the air. So thank you so much. And here's my prayer for you that this would be a month. August would be a month where you know that God delights in you. He truly, truly sees you and he loves you.
Hey everyone, this World Wednesday, we actually don't have a World Wednesday, so I'm sorry for that, but I've been running out of folks to do this. So if you happen to have a friend who speaks another language or you speak a second language, I would so appreciate your help. So you can go to marrytomeuth.com and on the right-hand side, there's a little microphone and you can actually pray the Lord's Prayer, which is a really simple prayer, with that microphone. So if you do that, go ahead and state your name and where you're recording from, and also the language you're going to be recording in, and then go ahead and record that prayer, and we'll add it at the end of another World Wednesday. Not sure if we'll have enough in August, but hopefully you'll hear this and you'll record it, and we'll start having some more World Wednesdays starting in September. So thanks so much, and I hope you have a great day.